This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Ringgit and Cents on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome to Ringgit and Cents, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm Roshan Kanesan. Today, in conjunction with World Cancer Day, I'd like to explore the key parts of healthcare planning from a financial perspective, because one of the most detrimental things that can happen to your finances is healthcare costs. Deep down, we know that insurance is important, but because it's not immediately necessary in our day-to-day lives, there's a certain lack of urgency to address this. It perpetually plays second fiddle to the other daily priorities of fires we have to put out. And there are four broad groups of insurance, and today we're going to be focusing on the health-related ones. And to help me with this, I speak with VP Thanga, Executive Director and Licensed Financial Planner with Blueprint Planning. Thanga, thank you so much for joining me on Ringgit and Cents today.
Thank you, Roshan, for having me today.
So as I mentioned earlier, Thanga, healthcare is such an important part of a comprehensive financial plan. Can you dive into this a little bit and give us an introduction? Why is it so important?
Okay, I totally agree with you, Roshan, that, in a comprehensive financial plan, cost of healthcare, or we call it risk management, is the key factor in the comprehensive financial plan. Because when we look at it, let's say someone is planning, their life, usually what will happen is when they have goals, they will try to plan and invest and so on to achieve their goals. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I've seen is that because they do not give a good consideration on the healthcare, their plan will be shuttered, or even they have to withdraw all their existing investments because they had some unforeseen issues like health. It can be death for the family, and then TPD or critical illness and so on. So to avoid that, that is why in comprehensive financial planning, this risk management is a key part.
And I think some of us would have heard direct or indirect stories about sometimes the nightmare situations that can come from a hospital bill should a loved one or ourselves end up there for a little bit. But it's something that we don't think about, Thanga. I like that you pointed out that it's so important to remember that if we don't consider these factors, they could put a big hamper on our retirement planning, because we'll have to draw down the money from somewhere if we haven't transferred that risk on to other protection plans and insurance coverage and things like that. We're going to get into all these different things, Thanga, but first and foremost, I'd like to just briefly talk about the role of life insurance and total permanent disability. What is that role in our comprehensive financial plan?
Okay. Generally, when we talk about life insurance, people understand that it's mostly referred to death. Okay. But then in Malaysia, almost all the insurance policies are actually we cannot separate death and TPD. But there are other countries, whereby you can buy death and TPD. So it is cheaper. But then in Malaysia, it comes together. So death in this sense is that if death were to happen, it will affect the dependent, if there is any dependent. If there is no dependent, of course, you do not need any, death cover. But then TPD, it is all for the person or the client himself or herself, and also the dependent. So these two factors are very key. But I would like to stress that in Malaysia, the TPD, benefit or cover, it is not very extensive compared to other countries.
And when it comes to this kind of insurance policies, Thanga, this is a lump sum payment that gets paid out, right?
No, there are both. Okay, both. Usually, it is not lump sum pay. I mean, you mean the claim? Yes, the claim, yes. The claim is for TPD. That is, of course, lump sum. TPD, they have some terms and conditions where they may give a certain portion in the first year, and then second year and third year. It depends on the amount of the policy and the insurance company's terms and conditions.
Right, but it's essentially a cash compensation for if anything should happen.
Yes.
So very quickly here, when I'm looking at different life and TPD plans, what are the key details I should be watching out for? Obviously, the sum assured is one, but what are the details?
You see, you have to look at the need. Why do you need an insurance in the first place? Okay, and generally you may need. Okay, even just now we were talking about TPD and death. You see, for a single person or do not have a dependent, for death need may not be there, but TPD, critical illness, and all that is there. So we have to look at the need, whether do you need these policies or which part of this, cover that you need. You may not need everything. Sometimes you need certain portion more than the others. Then second is the affordability. Okay. And I've been in this line more than 20 years. I've seen that the insurance premium have been increasing. You know, so sometimes it's not cheap to have certain type of program. So we have to also look at the affordability. This is where, as a comprehensive financial planner or a financial advisor, we'll be able to look at both the need and also the affordability. So we have to match that. Then the last is the priority. Of course, death, TPD, critical illness, hospital cover, and all that are important. But for certain clients, certain risk factors or certain area is more important than the others. So we have to discuss with the client. So list down the priority and then work accordingly. But when we do a comprehensive plan, we are able to even advise the client to even reconsider the priority, because we will be able to look at the holistic picture.
If I'm financially constrained, Thanga, how should I prioritize my insurance needs?
Okay. I can give you some insight of what a client can do. But the final decision depends on the individual's priority. Okay, let me give you some idea on how, if your finance is constrained, how can you choose a right plan for you? Okay, first is there are plans which are less expensive. For example, term plans. Okay, term plan. Sometimes even the ILP plan is much more cheaper than the term plan. It all depends on the age. This is where the financial advisor's roles comes in. So you have to do a lot of research, which plan for that age group, you know, it's suitable. Then, like even medical cards, you can have a medical card with ILP, which is slightly expensive. You can have a standalone medical card. There are also pro and con on that. But when constraint is there, we have to look for the whatever best at the moment, not so much on the future. Okay, future, when your income improves, then we can do adjustments. Then there are also, recently I found out that some companies, even critical illness, they come up with some they don't give the 36 critical illness, but they give top 5 critical illnesses. For example, if we look at our death figures, the death in Malaysia is due to heart attack, cancer, and accident. These are the top 3. So what have they've come up with? They took the 5 top critical illnesses, and then they package it with death and disablement, and give it to reasonable affordable premium. So this is where, you know, you have to do some research to find out which plan is suitable within that whatever amount that you have. And then if, let's say, these are and this is also beyond their means, then we have other like PA, personal accident, also can come in handy. Of course, it won't cover 100%, but then there will be some kind of cover. Because of a 500,000 cover for a PA, personal accident, it is about less than 1,000 a year. So these are some of the things that a client can look at it, you know. And then PA, personal accident, it doesn't mean that it's a road accident. It also mean that if you fall down and things like that. So it is, it is not 100% may cover your risk, but then it is better than nothing.
Right after this, we're going to be talking about critical care insurance. I've been speaking with VP Thanga, Executive Director and Licensed Financial Planner with Blueprint Planning. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Ringgit & Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm Roshan Kanesan. This morning, I'm speaking with VP Thanga, Executive Director and Licensed Financial Planner with Blueprint Planning. And in conjunction with World Cancer Day, we're taking a look at healthcare planning and insurance policies. Now, Thanga, during the first part of this interview, we covered the basics of insurance. what to pay attention to, as well as a focus on life insurance and total permanent disability. Right now, though, let's jump over to the health-related insurance and let's talk about critical illness first. What is covered here?
Critical illness is, they have already stated what are the cover in the policy. And generally, they have 36 type of critical illnesses. And most of these critical illnesses are at a very serious stage. Okay, so only then you are able to claim. For example, let's say you take kidney failure. Under critical illness is you have the both kidneys must fail. Okay, that is where then they bring up what you call the early critical illness to cover all those, shortfall in the critical illness. Like in the early critical illness, even one kidney, you can claim certain percentage. So these were generally the critical illness cover. And on the cancer and all that, almost most of the cancers are covered under critical illness, but they don't cover what you call cancer in situ. So, they have the clear definition in the policy itself. So the client have to, or the financial advisor or whoever, they have to explain detail on the, what are the things that covered. Because sometimes from company A to company B or company C, there will be slight changes on the cover. Yeah, so that's all on the critical illness.
Right. So, Thanga, when it comes to the coverage, it's important to pay attention to the details in the plan itself, right? Really read through it and see what exactly is covered, because we don't, the assumption shouldn't be that all conditions are covered or that, oh, because I have life insurance, everything under the sun is covered. It's important to get into the details here and don't assume that everything is covered, because, something like COVID-19 isn't generally covered by insurance policies because it's counted as a pandemic. When life insurance, things like terrorism aren't counted in that because it's not factored and priced in to the policy.
You are right. Exactly. So the cover, as a client, you see, I can give you one more classic example. Sometimes when I see my clients, they have many policies. For one family with husband, wife and two children, they have about 20 policies. But when I go through them, so first thing I will do is I will analyze all those policies. You'll be surprised that they do not have element of accident or PA in any of those policies. So let's say this client paying about 30,000-40,000 a year and then had some accident issue, and let's say he was in MC and all that, then he found out that he cannot claim, for his accidental bills or even accident, MC due to, accident. So then the client will be frustrated. Because he got so many policies, so he thought that he has all the benefit. But actually, it may not be true. On the other note, I've seen also, similarly, there are many policies and they are paying very high. But when I look at the total death benefit is about, 1.5 million. But the critical illness benefit is only 100,000. You see, so there is no percentage of the risk calculation, where somewhere it went wrong, or those who were involved did not do a proper survey before they gave a certain policy to this client.
So Thanga, just following up from that, from critical illness cover there, we've covered quite a bit on this in terms of what to pay attention to. Is there anything else you'd like to emphasize here before we move on to hospital and surgical?
Okay, it's whatever, as I told you, the critical illness is very key. And then the ballpark figure is 2 years income. If you can't afford the 2 years, 2 years income due to your cash flow, what you can do is tone it down. Maybe you go for 1 year or even 6 months for that matter. But without having it will be very challenging. But if you really cannot, then that's where you go for other benefits, which, as a client, you will know that the risk is still there. But when you are ready, when your income increases, then you should know that this is the first priority that you must take care before you move on into other goals and other matters.
Now, following up from that, let's talk about hospital and surgical cover, Thanga. Now, could you first break down the difference between what is commonly known as the medical card and hospital and surgical? Are they the same thing or different things?
Okay, hospitals. Okay, actually, for those who are in this line for a long time, they know hospital surgical benefit has been there as a rider many years back. It is a very, very basic, and now it may not be useful. So it is no more there in the market. But then medical card is the one which is, you know, cover most of the expenses in the hospital. I always tell my clients that medical card will cover the expenses while you are in the hospital. The moment you are out, the cover doesn't exist. Of course, they give for some follow-up and all that for 30 days and 60 days. That's, only for the follow-up. Other than that, there is no additional money from the medical card. Okay, and medical card, if you look at it, well, the things that you have to look at it is the room and board cover, and then annual limit and lifetime limit. Nowadays, most of the card doesn't have lifetime limit, but they have annual limit, and the annual limit also have been increasing. So that's where the cost also increased. Recently, almost all the companies have increased the premium on the medical card, so the total premium for the policy also increased.
Now, a very common question.
So that's the latest.
Sorry to interrupt you, Thanga, but a very common question I hear is, if my company already has a medical plan, should I get my own? I think the common thing here is that it's an unnecessary expenditure if your company already covers you. What are your thoughts on this?
Very good question, Roshan. See, when your company is giving you a medical benefit, of course, if your budget constrained, do not have to take separately. But then there is also risk. The risk, like, let's say tomorrow you need to change company and for job, you change job. So the new company may not have, okay? And in the transition period, also another risk. Or let's say now they are giving. Future, the company may opt not to give, okay? That is fine. But then there is another factor which money cannot buy. Whenever you apply for a medical card, the health screening or health status is very, very important. And I would like to quote this. There was a very famous underwriter in one of the biggest company in Malaysia. He always tell us, we can, if we smell a medical issue, we will turn down the medical card application. You see, the person may not have the sickness yet. If they smell, they turn down. So the problem will be when you're too dependent on the company card, if something happens when you are out of the company, like retirement and all that, then you will find it difficult to cover. Then you've got no choice. If you've got no money or no allocation, then you have to depend on the public healthcare. Public healthcare means, government hospitals. So it is a risk. But if, let's say, you have some budget, I think you should have something, may not be very comprehensive, but at least basic cover, so that it will run concurrently. When, let's say, something, retirement happened, were to happen, or you suddenly lose job or what, at least this plan will help you during that emergency period.
So Thanga, when it comes to critical care and I guess the medical card, what are the differences in coverage here? Am I basically spending money on the same thing? Do they have overlapping cover, essentially?
Okay, this is another very good question, Roshan. Many people thought that, since I have medical card, why should I need critical illness cover? You see, medical card does not only cover critical illness. Medical card is whatever illness or accidents, if you are hospitalized, or at least on a daycare surgery or daycare, treatment, then it is covered. But then you will see that the admission may not be, if it is, let's say the admission is due to critical illness or even lead to TPD, then when you are out of the hospital, what will happen? You may not be able to work as actively as before. You will have to take a very long leave, or even MC or TPD means you can't go back to your work. So what will happen is, even critical illness, let's say you're especially cancer, you have to have a lot of rest, and then you have to go through a lot of treatment. So what will happen is you need money for that also. And beside that, your family income will be disrupted. And then you know that, especially like even COVID now, a lot of people are retrenched. So we can't blame the employers because they want the best employee. you know, and you are having this issue now. Okay, so you chances for you to lose a job is there. So losing the income is there. And also, if you see, like, let's say you have to take rest for 6 months or even 1 year, the company may not pay you full. So there will be an income disruption. So this critical illness, if it is due to TPD or even critical illness, so the proceed, the money will come to you as a cushion for the income. That is why I said, you know, it is a 2 years income will be good for a critical illness cover. So that will actually help your family to sustain and to run, family to sustain the, what do you call, lifestyle. Of course, the expenses may increase. The chances for the expenses increase is there. But then now you see, because you don't have this critical illness or even if TPD, of course, the even ordinary policy will pay. But then if it is a critical illness only, then this policy, this benefit is going to come in handy to, you know, help ease your, you know, your tension and things like that. Because this is a time you need a peace of mind, not burdened with tension and all other things, you see. So the critical illness and hospital benefit should come, you know, together. Then it will complete at least to ease your burden, financial burden, when when you need it.
On that note, Thangal, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning.
Thank you, Roshan. Thank you for the opportunity.
I was speaking with VP Thangal, Executive Director and Licensed Financial Planner with Blueprint Planning, and you've been listening to Ringgit & Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm Roshan Kanisan for BFM 89.9.
Ringgit & Sense on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.